Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
People and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday the 13th of July 2011. And actually it's Wednesday the 14th of July. And I very nearly didn't do the show again today. So apologies for 2 weeks ago. The reason why the show didn't get done is because we were in the middle of an NLP, can't speak now, an NLP Master Practitioner course. And so it was just really tough. We were slap bang in the middle of it. It was really hard work. I did do the newsletter and the article did go out, and actually it's a cracking article. So if you didn't read it, then I suggest that you do go over to the articles page. It's called Spontaneity. So that's the podcast that was missed out from 2 weeks ago. And obviously I'm here today, but I very, very nearly wasn't, because whilst sat down and getting ready to write the show, I had a knock at the door, and it was my neighbour. And he was calling round to say that earlier on today, somebody's dog got into my garden and kind of knocked over the pen where my rabbits are kept and has killed one of my rabbits. And I'm gutted, actually, and the other one is just looking really scaredy and upset and sort of tucked away. And I don't know if she's going to make it through the night, in all honesty, so I'm really upset. So I nearly didn't do today's show either, but I figured that life goes on. Need to get back to work, get my head down. So I guess you will see an update on Facebook as to what happens next, but yeah, God love her. If she makes it through the night, then I shall have to get her paired with another bunny, because it's not fair for her to live on her own. And I shall probably take her off to the RSPCA centre so that they can do that, because unfortunately, if people can't keep their animals away from mine, then this is probably not the best place for them to be living. But anyway, I don't want to keep going on about that, because it's really miserable. And I'm just a bit sad. So, show must go on. As I said, let's look at what our article is for today. So, the article for today is called Deciding and Knowing. And this is what it says. Most people like to be good decision makers, and most people enjoy the feeling of knowing something. When you have decided something, it brings with it commitment and comfort. These are strong emotions that have a sense of security and stability. They meet the need for certainty, which allows you to relax and be completely at ease. And when I say they meet the need for certainty, I'm talking about one of the six human needs. So if you know any of Tony Robbins' work, for example, then you will be very familiar with the six human needs. So certainty is one of them. As an absolute polarity, as an opposite to certainty, we also have a need for uncertainty, which we'll talk about in a bit more detail in just a moment. So as humans, we're seeking to have the need for certainty met within us, and at the same time we also have a need for uncertainty. Knowing carries a similar weight. When you know something, there is certainty in the knowledge you have. You can be more solid and more sure than when you did not know. Deciding and knowing gives a sense of completion. The questions and conundrums are solved. The boxes are ticked. The thing you were considering, you need not give any more of your attention to, because it is resolved and sorted. Prior to knowing and deciding is choosing. This occurs when you have finalised some viable options. You know that there's a suitable direction, but you need to choose which one. Choosing is great, because in choice, you know there are several directions you can take, but it doesn't have the comfort of knowing or having decided yet. In NLP, we talk a lot about the benefits of confusion, how that state is simply your own mind's way of searching for the solution. Confusion is good because it means you are trying to find the right way forward and that you're open to the possibilities that there are available. So we know that the final chapter is deciding or knowing. Before that is choice, and before that is confusion, which is the search for the solutions. Before those, however, is another state of mind. It is one far more powerful, in my opinion, than any of the others that we have previously mentioned. And I'm going to tell you what those other additional states are after we've had a quick break, because these are the states of mind called not knowing. And I'm going to leave you now not knowing why not knowing is really very powerful for you. Now, at this moment in time, that's going to sound in itself like a very confusing statement, and that's because it is. When you don't know something, you are in a better position in some ways than when you do. And the reason why is going to come up very soon after this break, and then you'll know what you didn't know before. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so let's talk about not knowing. Not knowing what to do has enormous power. Most people see not knowing as a weakness and are keen to get themselves out of this state as quickly as possible. Well, I'm going to suggest that we all spend a bit more time basking in not knowing. Here's why. When you don't know, there are many ways in which you can know. And when you haven't decided, there are many options or decisions you can make. They say knowledge is power, but when you know, you are much less likely to ever look for or consider the other ways in which you could have known. Not knowing is power. When you haven't decided, you can have a million different options available to you, but without yet being aware of what they are. Take this analogy. Let's say you want to get from Hertfordshire to North Wales. This is a journey you've never taken before and you don't know the way. At this moment in time, you don't know how to get there and you have not decided how to get there. You could then move to a state of confusion where you are looking at a map and try to establish the general direction from Hertfordshire to North Wales. Out of the confusion comes a choice between motorway or A roads to get there. It's one or the other, so you weigh up the choices, and out of those, you then know the best option and you make your decision. Motorway it is. But if we go back to the powerful state of not knowing and not deciding, we'll find that there were so many other options that were not available later on once confusion had set in. When you didn't know and you hadn't decided, here are just some of the other options that were available to you. Helicopter, air balloon, pogo stick, bike, rollerblades, rocket. The next time you don't know or can't decide, embrace the uncertainty, which is also an essential human need. So you remember we said about the six human needs earlier on? Well, uncertainty is another one, which is also as important as certainty. And so, simply enjoy the awareness of the options and choices available to you, even though you don't yet know what they might be. Then get yourself out of not knowing by trying to know, or by not trying to know, by simply by asking yourself, what would happen if I did know? What would happen if I did decide? In knowing what you would get as the outcome of your decision or knowledge, you may find yourself making a better quality choice than if you allowed a natural state of confusion and decision to take hold. In asking yourself a question that will have you think in your mind about the outcome that you're looking for, you may indeed shape the quality of the decision that you make or the knowledge that you gain access to in your own mind. Not knowing is power because of the options and choices that are available to you. And as soon as you decide, or as soon as you think you know, you limit the other options, the other ways in which you could have known from coming into your mind. So enjoy the state of not knowing and not understanding, and allow it to guide you towards the solution that you're looking for. And that, my friends, is the article from this week. It's available on the People Building website under the resources section in the articles if you want to go and read it in full length in the written format for your enjoyment. But for now, let's take a quick break. When we're back, it will be time for you to comfortably relax.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training, and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Building are now offering free NLP and hypnotherapy training. In order to apply for this, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk. Okay, we've now reached that point in the show where it is time for you to comfortably relax, and you mustn't listen to this section if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, just allow yourself to assume a comfortable and peaceful position in both your mind and your body. And just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes. Allowing your mind to drift to peaceful, comfortable places. Perhaps something you can see, sense, imagine, or remember as a comfortable place for you to be. Allowing your mind to become open to the many possible ways in which you can comfortably relax. Allowing the many various different ways in which you can know that comfort and peace is within your body now. Knowing perhaps from that deeply relaxing breathing, or the wonderful floating light sensation, knowing from the quiet in your mind, or from the reducing the discomfort escaping you, and it really doesn't matter what you know or how you have decided that you are relaxing. What is is that you can and you are allowing that to realize from that open mind you have, so that you have many, many ways being able to experience those brilliantly comfortable, relaxed emotions. Not yet knowing when you will be this relaxed again, but deciding that you will let it happen. Now, I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1, and when I reach 1, it will be time for you to open your eyes and be feeling fully and completely awake and alert. So, starting now at 5, moving gently up to 4, 3, 2 and 1, with eyes open now and wide awake. Alright, thank you for tuning in everyone and for bearing with me today throughout this slightly subdued show, because I'm feeling a bit down in the dumps, but I'm sure I'll get through the other side of it. I will be speaking to you again in 2 weeks' time on Wednesday the 27th of July, which will be the final show for July. And doesn't that feel like the final show for the summer already? I'm sure August must also count as summertime. Surely it does. It can't be autumn quite yet. Final show for July will be in 2 weeks' time, Wednesday the 27th. I do hope that you'll be tuning in, as I very much look forward to speaking to you then. As always, if you have any questions, any comments or any suggestions for the show, feel free to get in touch. The email address is gemma@peoplebuilding.co.uk. But for now, many thanks for listening and have a great couple of weeks. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. friends. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included, a monthly video podcast and an audio podcast full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.